Proclamation number 6546, 14th of May, 1956. Sacrificial death of Jesus. The sacrificial death of Jesus Christ was a unique event. But its effect extended to all ages, to the past, present and future. What the man Jesus did was unique and will never be repeated, for it was a spiritual act which was displayed in an earthly manner because people had to take note of it if they wanted to participate in the effects of an event which was incomparable. Just as sacrificial death on the cross had a spiritual meaning and spiritual consequences, and it was suffered with spiritual strength, just as the unspeakable suffering and torment before could only be endured by a person who possessed this spiritual strength. It was love which enabled the human being Jesus to endure a measure of suffering which every other human being would have succumbed to. It was love which recognized the necessity of such a sacrifice, and it was love which moved a soul of light to walk the way to the cross on earth for people. But the act of salvation by the man Jesus has been accomplished for all ages and will therefore also only be unique, for the spiritual cause underlying the act of salvation now had its effect and a repetition is therefore not necessary anymore, because all people of the past, present and future can participate, because all can avail themselves of the graces which the man Jesus acquired on the cross, and because his act of mercy will never ever fall into oblivion. Precisely because it was not just a human event but because God himself died for people in Jesus and therefore this very act was and is unique. For a long time people had to live on this earth in sin and hardship before the Savior Jesus Christ took pity on people. But redemption was also brought to all those people through the sacrificial death. For a long time people also still dwell in darkness because they are under the sway of God's adversary. But one day the redemptive work of Jesus will also bring them deliverance, and though an endless number of creatures will still have to walk the earthly path, all of them will one day be seized by God's mercy and find redemption from sin and death through Jesus Christ, who also died for the people of the future. For they will always and at any time receive knowledge of the greatest work of love, only it will always and at any time also be up to the individual whether he avails himself of the graces of this work of salvation. Just as sacrificial path compensated for all of humanity's sins, for it was so immeasurably agonizing because an angel of light passed through the deepest depths, because not only the human body but also a pure soul had to suffer indescribably and because no human being could endure this degree of suffering, and therefore the act of salvation by the man Jesus is to be valued completely differently and will not lose its value in eternity. This gift of grace is offered to every human being can utilize it, and every human being must accept it if he wants to be saved. And therefore every person can feel touched by God's love when Jesus Christ and his act of salvation is presented to him, then he will be given an indication where he can seek and find his salvation. For the sacrifice of the cross must also have been made for him, and this includes the human being acknowledging the divine Jesus Christ and placing himself under his cross. And therefore the act of salvation needs but to be repeated in the human being's heart. He must think of Jesus and his greater than great love, which made the sacrifice for him, and he must want the act of mercy to include him as well, which will never lose its redeeming power. And the human being will be released from all guilt, no matter how great it is before God. He who died on the cross for love for humanity has also redeemed this guilt if it is repentantly presented to him. Amen.